It was Robert Burns who suggested that it would be good, it would be very good, if we were given the gift, the ability to see ourselves as others see us. And the clear implication being that if we were so able to see ourselves as others did, that we would not like the view, that we would be shocked to think that we were as was suggested. It's also good for that with a few strokes of a brush or a pen, an artist can transform what we actually look like into a caricature of our features, our personality, and just as we are. And you will know from your own experience that it happens so easily that we are taken aback when we see the truth, which is so often more painful than funny. I remember very well the very first time I was presenting Grampian Television's Reflections. In those far-off days, you were invited to supply a reflection after the 10:30 news on Monday to Friday of every week. I remember vividly inviting my three still very young children if they would like to stay up late to watch Daddy on the television. I think the idea of staying up late was the one that took them, not that they were going to see their father. I presented my reflection, and they and their mother sat with great interest watching the television screen. When it stopped, my wife said to me, "I told you you should have had your hair cut." And my oldest child, my daughter, said to me, "Dad, I hope you managed to get that crease out your shirt before they recorded the others." My older son yawned, stretched, went off to bed, didn't say a word. My youngest son said, "Dad, did you know that your ears were as big as that?" Not from any of them a single word about the content of the reflection. A caricature of what one would have expected to happen, as three children and a wife would have said, "Well done, you really did very well." But it didn't happen like that at all. Caricatures are such that they enable us perhaps to see ourselves as others see us. There is another lovely caricature that I would be delighted to tell you about. An American Southern Baptist was on the second day of her five-day trip to see Europe. And she found herself in London. And so in London, she, as a devout Christian would go to Westminster Abbey to look round the abbey. And so she did. She went to the abbey, wandered round it, and was aware suddenly that there was a service being held in one of the side chapels. And so she walked over and sat down to listen to the preacher, not expecting very much, because this was, after all, an Anglican establishment. However, as she sat there listening, she thought, one or two things that this minister was saying were worth listening to. And being like an American, South American Baptist, for each good point, she would say in a very laudable voice, "Hallelujah." And she did this about five or six or seven times, when suddenly the preacher said something even better, and she jumped up, "Hallelujah, preach on, man." And suddenly found herself face to face with an attendant. "Madam," he said, "restrain yourself, please." "I can't help it," she said. "I've got religion." "You didn't get it here," he said. I wonder if we often wonder what other people think of us, our looks and our behavior. And what do we think of ourselves? And is there any difference at all? Undoubtedly, caricatures bring home to people in things that we perhaps didn't always understand. Those of you who have been here in these last few Sundays thereabout will have become aware that there has been a slight, very slight movement towards the procedure of electing a minister for the linked charge that is to take place. I don't know what picture of Pitlochry Parish Church and its congregation will be presented to any who come and apply as interested candidates for the charge. They will undoubtedly, if they make applications, have read a parish profile that would presumably be prepared and circulated to those who asked for it. They would come and meet with the vacancy committee to be elected, and I wonder whether the parish profile and the meeting with the vacancy committee would be a caricature or whether it would be real. I suspect that the parish profile would be honest, but I suspect also from experience of reading them that there would be one or two points where there would be a little gloss put on them, and it wouldn't be the whole truth and nothing but the truth. It's an interesting time, because there is a sense in which the vacancy committee representing a congregation have to judge what is truth and what is fiction. They have to determine whether they are to be enthusiastic about this or that or the next thing, or whether the profile has to be much more serious than that. I think it would be a very good thing if that parish profile, which a vacancy committee prepares for the candidates, it might be a very good thing to give it to the congregation as well, to see whether they recognize themselves in that description. It is an opportunity to deliver a statement. It's an opportunity to meet with some people and judge whether they are a caricature of what they would expect a minister to be. And I look in a mirror every morning. It is something which is of utmost importance, and it is something which must be done with prayer and consideration. So I really don't know what picture of this parish church and the new linkage will be. I just don't know. And you will not know until you begin to discover something about the candidates. And of course, you will have the opportunity to listen and to see the new candidate that a committee would bring to you. I hope that these linked congregations will not jump up and say, "Hallelujah, preach on, man." I hope that they will be able to present themselves, you, as solid, practical Christians, so steeped in genuine Christianity, so real that there is no sense of a false picture of Christianity or a false presentation of his teaching and of the way that he lived out the message. What I hope is that those who see you will observe faith in action, that your deeds will speak in such a way that no rejection may be made of them. And my prayer today would be that the congregation with a new minister will reflect in the days and months to come what it means to be the church, to be the people of God in this place, to be determined not to present a caricature of Jesus, but to live out and to demonstrate the richness and the reality of our faith. This morning, Joel read to us of Paul's experience on the Damascus Road. And we are to recognize that what took place there was, in a sense, a conversion. Yes, he was blinded. Yes, he was confused. Yes, he was shaken and had to be led into the city. But what he was not at that moment was a practicing Christian. Paul was taken to Ananias, a man who was a member of the Christian community, and it was with that man and with the Christian community that Paul was able to make sense of his experience And it was that understanding which led him to be baptized and filled with the Holy Spirit. And then what? Paul did not run out into the world dripping with water from the baptismal font. He didn't run out with the expectation that he would convert the whole world to Christianity and to be a follower of Jesus Christ. He remained in Damascus for 3 years. 3 years, and in that time, he did all the things that you and I promised to do when we became members of Jesus Christ's community. And perhaps that's one of the things that you and I should think about this morning and in the days to come. Have we kept the promises that we have made? And do we understand that God is forever keeping the promises that he has made? And you will remember Paul writing to the church at Corinth said, I handed on what I received. It's not that Paul made the church what it is. Rather, it was the church that enabled Paul to become a teacher, an evangelist, a leader. And there was that little miracle when Jesus took 5 loaves and 2 fish, seemingly totally inadequate to feed 5,000 people. But in the hands of Jesus and with the Holy Spirit at work, there was plenty, more than enough, that there were 12 baskets filled with the scraps. Which is real? And which is a caricature? Is it real that Jesus fed 5,000 people? Is it a caricature that they came and ate and went away and not all of them followed Christ to the end? Burns would like us to consider our appearance when we think of how other people would see us. We are to think almost every moment of our life, what was Jesus really like? And we have to accept all that we are told by those who have been converted and who have become his disciples. And we are to go from this place this morning with some thought as to what you will do in the very near future in terms of completing a parish profile, of meeting up with candidates and assessing who will fit best, and to understand that perhaps the decision that you come to is not only your decision, but the decision of God, who would want a person to be here to lead and to advance Christ's gospel in the area of Loughrea and Blair Athol. All of us have a part to play, Let our part be filled with the energy and the power of the Holy Spirit. Let our part be no caricature of what Christianity is and should be to all the peoples of the world.